Shalom there. Only the Restoration Scriptures. True Name 8th Edition. Has restored and returned to the people of Yahuwah. The ancient paths recorded in the most recent discoveries regarding the original meanings and readings of the words of Yahuwah. The following are the most recent changes in order to restore the text to align with the Torah and the revelations of Yahuwah. Our readings, as read and seen in the current 8th edition of the Restoration Scripture, as of this date, in December of 2023. We'll begin in Hebrews 6 and verse 20. Please note, this reading is different than all translations available, making it the most accurate, up-to-date in existence. In addition, it will read different than all past editions of the Restoration Scriptures, True Name Edition. This is unique to the 8th edition currently available from our distribution network at rstne.com. Hebrews Evreim 6 and 20. There Yahusha has previously entered in for our sakes. May the Kohen HaGadol Leolam Va'ed. Based on the Devar, the word, Malkitzedek. For this Malkitzedek, Hebrews Evreim 7:1, Melech of wholeness, Kohen of El Elyon, who met Abraham, returning from the slaughter of the Melachim, and blessed him, to whom also Abraham gave a Maaser, first being by interpretation Melech of Tzedakah, and after that also Melech of healing and wholeness, that is, Melech of Shalom. Without Abba, without Ima, without records in any list or genealogy, without a start of Yamim nor any end of Chayim. But this one who is like the Son of Yahuwah, who is the one that abides in his Kohanut priesthood, in ongoing victory. Now consider how great this one was, to whom even our Abba Avraham gave the Maaser and the first fruits of the best. And truly they are, that are the sons of Levi, who receive the office of the Kohanim, have a mitzvah to take the Maaser from the people, according to the Torah, that is, from their Israelite brothers, even though they came out of the loins of Abraham. But the one not recorded in their family's genealogy received the Maaser from Abraham and blessed him that had the promises. And the Devar, verse 7, is correct. The lesser one is blessed by the greater one. And here mortal men receive the Maaser. But there the one received them, of whom the Ketuv is a witness, that he lives continually. Verse 9. And one might say that through Abraham, even Levi, who received the Maaser, gave Maaser, for he was yet in the loins of his Abba Abraham when Malchizedek met him. Now, if therefore perfection were by the Levitical Kohanut, for under it the people received the Torah, what further need was there that another Kohen should arise, based upon my davar, my word, Malchizedek, and not be called on my words, based on my words, to Aharon? For the Kohanut being transferred, there is made a necessity, an adjustment, also in the Torah. For he of whom these things are spoken of pertains to another tribe, of which no man ever served at the altar. Hebrews 7:14. For it is evident that our master sprung out of Yehuda, of which tribe Moshe said nothing concerning the Kohanut. And yet, it is yet clearer that after the likeness and image of Malchizedek, there arises another Kohen, who is not appointed by the Torah of a carnal mitzvah, given to flesh and dam, but by the power of an endless chayim. For he testified, you are a Kohen le'olam va'ed, based on the devar, the word Malchizedek. For there is truly a setting aside of the former mitzvah because of its weakness and unprofitableness. Verse 19. For the Torah healed nothing, but the bringing in of a better tikvah did, through which we draw near to Yahuwah. And he confirmed it to us by an oath. For those Kohanim were made without any oath, but this one with an oath, by him that said to him, the Master Yahuwah has sworn and will not relent. You are a Kohen le'olam va'ed, based on the Devar, the word, Malchizedek. By that oath, Yahusha was made the guarantor of a better Brit. Verse 23. And they truly were many Kohanim, because they were not allowed to continue in the land by reason of their death. But this one, Le'olam Va'ed, has a continuous Kohanut that will not depart from us. Therefore, he is able to save them fully that come to Yahuwah through him, seeing he lives Le'olam Va'ed to make intercessions for them. If such a Kohen HaGadol is fully fit for us, who is Kadosh, harmless, undefiled, pure, set apart from sinners, and exalted higher than the Shamayim, who need not daily, as those Kohanim Gedolim, to offer up sacrifices, first for his own sins, and then for the people's, but for this he did once, when he offered up himself. For the Torah makes men Kohanim Gedolim, who have human weaknesses, but the Devar, the word of the oath, which was, after the Torah, appointed the Son, the perfect one, Le'olam Va'ed. Ivrim, Hebrews, chapter 8. Now the things we have spoken, this is the summary. We have such a Kohen HaGadol, who is set as the right hand of the Kisei of the Majesty in the Shamayim, an attendant of the Kadosh place and of the Emet tent of meeting, which Yahuwah pitched and not man. For every Kohen HaGadol is appointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. So it was also necessary that this man have something to offer. For if he were on earth, he would not be a Kohen, seeing that there are Kohanim that offer gifts according to the Torah. Verse 5, who serve as an example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moshe was admonished by Aloha when he was about to make the tent of meeting. For see, he said, that you make all things according to the pattern showed to you on the har. But now Yahushua HaMashiach has obtained a greater service, by which he is also the mediator of a more advantageous brit, which was given as Torah, based upon more advantageous promises. For if the first brit people had been faultless, then there should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he says, behold, the Amim come, says the Master Yahuwah, when I will make a brit chadashah with Beit Yisrael and with Beit Yehuda, not according to the brit that I made with their avot in the yom when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Mitzrayim, because they continued not in my brit, and I regarded them not, says the Master Yahuwah. For this is the brit that I will make with Beit Yisrael after those yamim, says the Master Yahuwah. I will put my Torah in their mind and write it on their levavot, and I will be their aholah, and they shall be my ami people. Verse 11, and they shall teach every man his fellow Israelite citizen, and every man his Israelite brother, saying, know the Master Yahuwah. For Kol Yisrael shall know me, from the least to the greatest of them. For I will forgive their unrighteousness, and their sins and their Torahlessness will I remember no more. In that he says, a new Kohanut, he has made the first old. Now that which is decaying, and now that which decays and becomes old, is near disappearing.